WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The two people shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum last night were about to become engaged, according to the Israeli ambassador. Both Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram worked for the Israeli embassy. The alleged gunman from Chicago had shouted support for Palestine as he was put under arrest. After an early morning debate, the House passed President Trump's budget bill by a one-vote margin this morning. ABC's Rachel Scott has details.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, lifts federal income tax on tips and overtime, sets aside nearly $50 billion to resume construction of the border wall. It also slashes federal spending by more than $1.5 trillion, but the cuts to Medicaid could leave more than 8 million Americans without health insurance over the next decade.
The rush to summer is on. Records expected to be broken at the nation's airports, and AAA says it expects 39 million travelers to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's looking more and more like nurses at Meritor Hospital will go on strike. According to reporting from WISC, the union representing Meritor nurses gave the hospital a bargaining date of May 29th, but they had already voted to strike on May 27th. Leaders from SEIU, the union, say hospital reps weren't listening to what nurses wanted regarding staffing, safety, and pay. Hospital leaders told WISC they've been negotiating in good faith and have been listening and making changes. As of right now, about 1,000 nurses are set to go on strike on Tuesday. Leaders from Meritor said they'll stay open during the strike. Meanwhile, you may have heard the planes overhead this week, depending on where you live. The 115th Fighter Wing has been doing night training exercises. The F-35s have been a point of contention in Madison because they can be pretty loud. The final nighttime flight of this training should be finished by 11 o'clock tonight. And we have our next Alice in Dairyland. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Eagles power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well, and a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jair Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja is a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine, what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with, her?
With a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes?
What? Hi, Kat.
Catherine.
Come on what?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're sure. here. Yeah. The Trump's here. Bring people. The kids.
Yeah. The fire yeah. people.
What's okay. the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to okay. lift, and they're very yeah. heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll be talking Farm Talk with Pam Yonke. Plus, we're all going to die from the big bad bill.
Okay.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
President Trump, who was barnstorming the Capitol today to give what he described as a pep talk in an attempt to cajole House Republicans into voting yay on his bigly spending bill. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says this bill will explode the deficit by trillions of dollars while also transferring huge amounts of money to the wealthy and kicking around 7 million people off their health care. It'll take food out of the mouths of millions of hungry children who get SNAP benefits. And it contains a provision to eliminate a sales tax on gun silencers. It will make what they call suppressors more affordable, to which I say it's about time. One thing I think we can all agree on is that the gun violence in this country is too loud. It's...
Oh, yes, I chose my GOP Bad Idea Factory t-shirt for today because what time did it pass? 4 a.m. our time?
Yeah, around 4 a.m.
Right, exactly,
our
when
time.
You do things you're really, really proud of.
Yeah.
Does anything happen at 4 a.m. that you're really proud of? Not really.
I mean, it was
drinking games with brown liquor, you know, phone calls after 3 a.m. That's when Adele made those 1,000 phone calls.
That's probably
yeah.
it.
And it was 7 a.m. East Coast time, if that matters. Gee, at least the sun was up.
I, they're bastard people. I don't know.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
Yesterday might have been the apex. Do you know what I'm saying, Joey? First of all, that Oval Office thing with the South African president.
Yeah, that was just.
Well, any day that he is still in our you know, consciousness beat, not just like mind-numbingly, stomach-churningly, soul-shatteringly awful.
Right.
Embarrassment beyond the ability to be embarrassed anymore by this thing in the Oval Office. And then, of course, I hate to say it, Chris Lavoie, once again, historically America, wrong. Of course he took the jet. Of course he took the $400 million bribe jet. Because no one's going to stop him from doing
anything.
Yeah, it
didn't anything. Seem to bother the polling on him, so that's why he took it.
Right, right.
Technically, the Department of Defense took it, so when he leaves office, he's not allowed to take it, right?
Yeah, yeah right. I'm sure that'll...
That'll go over.
Sure, yeah. They'll respect that rule.
Absolutely.
But literally, talking about the apex of just embarrassment, racism, horrible, embarrassment, and also lies... The thing he held up, right? What is the stupid New York Times? Trump claimed a social media video showed burial sites of white farmers. It didn't. Oh my God! Can we dim the lights and show the conspiracy theory thing that he got from which conspiracy? Which white nationalist? What, just Elon or just some other random, some rando? It's just people. Leaders are not going to come here anymore.
Right.
It was clearly an ambush. It was clearly like for his base to go, ooh, look at him, bitch, slapping the N-word. That's what this is all about. It's him humiliating people on the world stage. And it's wow. Okay, do we have to? Let's review. Do we have to do this every time?
They always take benefits away that you've worked your whole life for to give tax cuts to the rich. This is, I know that it gets repetitive that we say it,
but it's true.
But how is this not, again, French Revolution time when he just cut? How many? How did you not know he's lying? He said he'd never touch Medicare. Oh my God. Of course, what is it? $500 billion worth. Yeah. It's the money that we've paid into.
Yes,
our
it's our
lives.
Money.
Thank you. Oh my God. Can I need some AOC? AOC was a little bit of fire. I need a little bit of fire. Warm me up this morning. Here she is, AOC on the House floor.
Republicans have put this bill together, rushed it together in a matter of hours on the back of a napkin, shaking it, walking out of the White House, and brought it right here to this floor. They are defunding Planned Parenthood. They are ending tons of Medicaid coverage for 13.7 million Americans, including Affordable Care Act coverage as well. And if you want to get an abortion and have a silver plan, on a health care plan that you paid for, you will also be affected by this legislation as well.
She went on to say.
And so I want people to understand, for my Republican colleagues who assure what is in and not in this bill, in this process that has been this rushed, when you wake up in the morning, you will realize that you voted to defund Planned Parenthood and to take away health care from 13.7 million Americans. And when this country wakes up in the morning, there will be consequences to pay for this. And I yield back.
I hope so. If this doesn't cause a political earthquake, Jody, I don't know. I don't know what will. The same day he takes a $400 million bribe and has the dinner for the meme coin, you know, rich people that are funding that grift of his, while he's taking away all of your benefits, I don't know what else. And this just total embarrassment in the Oval Office as usual. I mean, he doesn't do. You're supposed to have meetings with leaders behind closed doors. And you take a couple few questions from the press. He's made this everything a reality show. And generally, the reality shows are to humiliate people, which is what he does, whether it's Zelensky or this poor South African president. And a tiny percentage of the murders are of white people.
Right.
I mean, Kofi said they're killing the white farmers is the new they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. It's just his latest racist. I thought I was going to vomit. This tragedy in D.C.
Two folks that got killed outside of the museum last night. Yeah,
they're saying is anti-Semitic. Trump puts out a statement. Really, there's no place for hate or radicalism in America. Wait, are you kidding me? You've made America all about hate.
He has.
And inciting violence and radicalism. Really? Mr. Both Sides are fine people in Charlottesville? Mr. Eats dinner with Nazis at the White House? You're going to condemn anti-Semitism?
The man who's taking a plane from a country that supports Hamas?
Yes, funds Hamas. Right. Thank you. Jody, you're the smartest girl in school. Also, you're very calming. Thank you for being here. Oh, my God. You have to listen to Politics Bar. Their first guest, Carol Burnett. It was fantastic. Your mom, as I said to you this morning, 92, sharp as a tack. Oh, my God. Everybody shut the up about Biden. I can't take it anymore. I just saw a clip of him on The View. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, your mom was good. She always has great stories. She made me cry. Bella, she said, I love you, honey. She said, I love you, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you.
I can send you the text that she sent me after.
Yes. What? Say what? What did Carol Burnett say about her tiny baby daughter?
Of me? Okay, hold please. Your call is very important.
Your call is very important to us. Ernestine is screening your call right now while we find Carol Burnett's text.
Hold on.
Wow. Flemmy, are you okay?
Yes.
Flemmy and coffee in the morning. Okay.
She said, I hope all goes well with this new venture. I'm so proud of you. And a bunch of heart emojis.
America sends you back a bunch of heart emojis, Carol Burnett. Okay. Anyway, it's more important than ever that we support, you know, independent journalism like Jody's new show, like everybody in our universe here. Somebody, again, yesterday kept saying that I guess they're looking for the new Joe Rogan. They're like, Stephanie Miller's the Joe Rogan, which I'm a little like, thank you. Do I have to shave my head? I don't. But someone was like, she has over a million listeners. I'm like, 6 million. Who's counting? Me. Talkers Magazine also. But, please, because if you've had it, I mean, up to here. This.
This one story tells you everything that's wrong with corporate media. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough admits to Jake Tapper that he was obviously wrong about Biden. Oh, my God. How many times can you bend the knee to Trump? Are you kidding me? It's a season of media mea culpas. Oh, God, this is so sad, Jody.
It is.
With MSNBC's Joe Scarborough on Wednesday admitting he was obviously wrong when he described President Biden as the best Biden ever last year. Lots of times he was. Oh, my God, the one debate was bad. I said this was Biden at his best. That's what I saw. That's what other people saw. I was obviously wrong. No, oh, my God, stand your ground, Joe. Find your spine. Other than the normal aging process, Jody, there is no gotcha and cover up and okay. I know I'm screaming at you and I say this every day. Pardon me. I feel like I'm startling you. He said, so I'm not sure what my takeaway is here or the next time is to find your courage. He said, but if you're around a guy for hours and hours and hours, I guess the question is, what's the takeaway here? What did you learn? Because did you pick it up in real time? Well, lots of people that were around Biden said, other, again, the normal aging, he seemed fine. Yeah. You know, again, as we said, Jody, yes, he was sick. He's old.
Yeah.
He was sick for that debate. He said it was terrible. Like, okay. Scarborough's admission he was wrong about Biden comes just a day after he was hesitant to go that far. He said the ex-president stumbled and bumbled around, but it's actually the same case as a lot of times when I've gone in and talked to Donald Trump. Thank you. Report that more.
Yeah.
There's more obvious mental decline with Trump than there is with Biden. By the way, Biden's always been a gaffe machine.
Yeah.
Like he's always had a stutter.
Uh-huh.
Like in some ways, yes, it was exacerbated by age. But oh, my God, again, Jody, as we say every day here, show me one thing, one policy, one decision he made.
Exactly.
That was not great for America.
Yep.
And was not historically successful. On Tuesday, while appearing on Mel, I'm sorry, we're not done with the... while appearing on Megyn Kelly's show, Jake Tapper said he called Lara Trump to apologize to her.
Oh,
after
God.
After she claimed Biden was showing signs of cognitive decline, she saw something I didn't see at the time, 100%, and I own, oh, my God.
He's really going for the MAGA crowd now.
Find some balls. Oh, my God.
He's still mad that they did that Hunter wouldn't allow him that exclusive.
Thank you.
That's what that's about.
Oh, yes. By the way, Jody, more reporting on that. The Jake Tapper's just mad. Mm-hmm. You know, they picked Aaron Burnett for access at the White House one time, and he, like a little man baby, called and like, I'm Jake Tapper. This is my network. Oh, my God. Save us from screamy man babies. Anyway, but yeah, that, and then he called Hunter Biden on a blocked number when Bo was dying.
Yeah.
To try to get an exclusive about him dying. And you know, Hunter told him to off.
Yes, he did.
So, and let's talk about the conflict of interest of him moderating this debate and never fact-checking Trump while he's writing a hit piece book on Biden already. I mean, it's, the whole thing is... The only answer is the politics bar. Good, fine, American Jody.
Thank you.
And everyone in the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
Yeah, there were a lot in that first episode.
We'll all be your Joe Rogan, but without the stupid dude bro advice. It's Joe Rogan, but with real science. Speaking of which, we have Dr. Redliner coming up. We've got Carl Frisch. We've got Dana Goldberg. We get a Thursday show, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Oh, Bella, I can tell you what. See, here's what happens. It's a domino effect, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So they pass some hideous bill in the middle of the night, and then I have to send all of the audio to Bella in the morning. So she wakes up to 47 sound bites.
And now you wonder
curses
why.
Curses my name to the.
And now you know why I got up at midnight.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I have to put a little trail of gummies, of CBD distillery gummies in to get her back in here. I'm like, I'm sorry. We don't need it all today. Same thing for you, printing my tweets and threads. I don't know what I'd do without those. They're breadcrumbs, but with CBD.
Perfect.
Okay. CB Distillery. I'm going to need it. Doing another big long bike ride for Memorial Day weekend. Going to need my CBD relief stick. I love it. It is so great for pain after exercise. I just use my CBD for pets, for Bonnie and Clyde, for grooming day. They're so chill. They've taken a liking to Bob Marley. It's fantastic. sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise, CBD for pets, they have it all. CB Distillery, the source we trust. If you're struggling with stress or other health concerns that haven't found relief for, make the change like millions of us have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together. Reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I heard somebody.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Oh, look, it's a new problem. There's barely any sound in my headphones. Wow.
No.
All right. These, you know what they sound like? We used to have a Jenny Cream Ale beer cans after we had a bash in high school. That's what I sound like. I'm talking into a Jenny Cream Ale can. Okay, that's not important now. Let's move on, shall we? Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. So, you know, here's the thing. There was a big swing, and I believe it was a district in New York, from Donald Trump, who had 70% support. A Democrat was just elected.
Right.
The messaging has got to go directly at the Republican Party. There's no difference between MAGA Republicans and Republicans. We have got to go directly at them and hit them and make sure that people understand who is doing this to them. And that has got to be, because we need to do this in the midterm.
Yeah. Karen, it's exhausting. Right? They do this every time. And, you know, I don't understand it. They do this. It's not like this is something new. They're going to cut benefits. They're going to, throw millions off health care to benefit the top 1%. They do it every time.
And here's the thing. You know, Anita brought up this thing. Yeah, but, you know, it has to go to the Senate. And there are senators, Republican senators, that are against it. But just like they took credit for the infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
They're going to go out there and say they're against it, vote for it, and their constituents are too dumb to realize that they voted for it.
Well, and
so
they also
at all.
Yeah, they do rat bastard stuff. Like a lot of this, the Medicaid and Medicare cuts don't kick in until 2029. So they conveniently will blame Democrats. Right. I mean, the stuff they slipped in there that government officials don't have to comply with judges' court orders. Who do you think that's for? Right. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, the silencer for guns. You're like, oh, great. So the machine guns we now have to, will be quieter when they slaughter you and your family. I mean, it's just the stuff they slip in there.
It is frightening.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about it as we're in the stupidest timeline. We're in a dangerously stupid timeline. This is, I mean, really, like, I'm glad. It feels like people are waking up. Like, I have people just in my day-to-day life that are bringing it up to me. Like, I'm not even the one bringing stuff up anymore.
Yeah.
So I really hope that people understand the moment that we're in and start engaging and talking to people that are reachable. Forget about the MAGA people. They're done. They're a cult. So anyway, but I love you guys.
I love you
so much. Great, great podcast, Jody.
Oh,
love
thank
it.
You, honey. We're going to call you and have you on soon.
Yay. All right.
Oh, good. I'm there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
Oh, bye. Well, feel free to take care of your booking needs while you're on my show. That's fine. Any other show business you need to? Okay. Yeah, Jim McGovern's has been great. He said, let me say this again. Democrats will not stand by and watch Trump and his billionaire friends destroy this country without putting up a hell of a fight. That's all we can ask for. It's all we want on the Democratic side is just fight. And by the way, unfortunately, because Jerry Conley died, we've had, is it 9 Democrats die?
Yeah.
This is how they've gotten the couple of extra numbers to eke out this just disastrous. Okay. Representative Vindman said last night a callous, dangerous, partisan bill passed with solely Republican support, and they did it while Americans were asleep, hoping no one would notice. I am outraged and disgusted. I cannot fathom how extreme Republicans can sleep soundly after rubber stamping the largest cuts to basic needs program for health care and hunger in my lifetime. That's the other thing. We got to stop being shocked. Because, again, they do it every time. It's like the Flintstones background. Yes, it's going to be another rock tree. Whatever, they're going to do it again. I mean, it's okay. Attorney Ryan said, I predict U.S. credit will be downgraded again. Trump's tax cuts for the rich will trigger a massive revenue crisis, and the U.S. will default on its debt while spending more but giving the people less. This is life under Republican rule. When this nightmare ends, it will take generations to repair. Ay, ay, ay. True, but, depressing. You know, the good news is I can barely hear myself or anyone else. And so it makes it,
fun.
It's a sadder yet quieter world. Hi, Larry, the mailman in Minneapolis. Hi.
How are you guys? I love you. Sisters doing it for themselves.
That's right. So, that's what we're talking about.
Here's the deal. There's a really horrible thing in this big, horrendous bill that nullifies the court.
Yes.
Just to let you know, I've already called my senator, Amy Klobuchar, to demand that she filibuster.
Oh, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
The Senate is not going to pass that bill.
29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch next.
Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts just to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. And this week is Amtrak's Borealis line's first birthday. So far, the numbers show passengers love it. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
And the Badgers will open the football season up at Lambeau Field next year. Next September, the Badgers will face off against Notre Dame up in Green Bay. This game was supposed to happen up at Lambeau in 2020, but was postponed because of the pandemic. The last time these two teams met in 2021, Notre Dame took down Wisconsin 41-13. It'll be the first time the Badgers play at Lambeau in a decade. The Badgers take on the Fighting Irish in Titletown Sunday, September 6th, 2026. Today's Thursday. That means our WMDX newsletter comes out today. You can get local and Wisconsin stories sent straight to your inbox once a week. Sign up at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Slashing benefits from children, from seniors living on fixed incomes, from veterans who served this country and now rely on food assistance just to get by. And why? and why? So that the top 0.1%, people making over $5 million a year, can pocket $314,000 a year in new tax giveaways. I mean, you are literally taking food off kids' plates to buy Elon Musk another yacht. I guess he's getting a good return on his campaign donations, but I just find this whole thing disgusting.
Thank you, Jim McGovern. One of the good ones. Oh, speaking of good ones, hey, there's one. That guy. This guy, yeah.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hi, CarlFrisch.com. Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's, you know, every day is a bad day in Trump's America, Carl, but this yesterday, right? I mean, it has to top it, right? That they just slashed all of our benefits in the middle of the night on the same day he takes a $400 million bribe plane. I don't know, has the dinner for the meme coin grift. It humiliates us on the world stage again with the South African president. Just go, Carl.
Well, I mean, you're operating under the assumption you said it's a bad day for all of us. I don't think it was a bad day for all of us. Somebody got a shiny new plane.
Yeah.
And some people got, you know, another couple hundred million dollars to pad their bottom line. But I guess if you're judging a bad day based on, you know, the commitments coming into this administration of looking out for everyday people and fixing the economy and helping people, yeah, I guess it's been a bad day for most people.
You know,
healthcare, hunger, these are all things that are going to be driving, that are going to be particularly worrisome as the economy, you know, continues to have difficulties under this president. We shouldn't be cutting these things because we're going to need them even more.
You know, this headline, this is the one story I didn't get to, Jody, from yesterday. And I have to say, it is, as you know, I'm the happy clappy liberal, Carl. So when Chris Lavoie is more hopeful than I am, you know, it's
that's not good.
He's like, I really don't think this Qatar jet thing's going to happen. I'm like, oh, really? And who's going to stop him this time? This was yesterday, Carl, how Congress could crush Trump's Qatari plane gift. Well, you knew that this was going to happen. Trump's move is deeply unpopular. That doesn't matter. So's everything they did in the middle of the night, right? A gift for Democrats, a reckoning for Republicans. Critics, including within his own party and among MAGA allies, cite security risks, taxpayer cost, ethical concerns, not to mention $1 billion taxpayer dollars to upgrade this plane, which probably won't even be ready by the time. Well, is there a hopeful part that he will leave office, or I don't know?
He keeps saying he's leaving.
Democrats are weighing, but here's what happens, Carl, when we're out of power. Democrats are weighing tools to block the deal, such as sticking amendments into defense legislation to stymie it. Even if they can't get enough frustrated Republicans to vote against the president, the effort could still box in the administration, put pressure on Qatar, and force the GOP into painful political territory. They don't seem like they care about any of that, Carl. I mean, this what they did in the middle of the night is wildly unpopular, right?
Yeah, if they get rid of the plane, then they won't have the plane to ride on and kiss his ring. And more than anything, these people want to be on that plane. So they're not going to do anything to jeopardize that, even if it means being on that plane when he's no longer president.
Yeah, I can't even... Just in one day that they committed a bill, that we apparently have $1 billion sitting around, right? But not for Medicare that we've paid into our entire lives, right?
Well, and, you know, it's actually billions upon billions of dollars, you know, if you consider all of the things that have been cut through aid programs by Doge and Musk and everybody, and all of the people who have been fired and, you know, all the people who, you know, we're talking about billions of dollars being transferred from working people to the extremely wealthy.
Yeah, I mean, just so people know, Carl, because people may have just gotten up, Dakota says, while Americans slept, Trump's big, beautiful bill got the oligarch stamp of approval. Here's what House Republicans did. Cut Medicare and Medicaid by over $1 trillion. Eliminated health insurance for 13.7 million Americans. Gutted SNAP, taking food away from 4 million children. Ended Pell Grants for 1.4 million students. Added over $3 trillion to the deficit over 10 years, or $5.1 trillion to the deficit if permanent. Gave the top 1% a $664 billion tax cut. Same, different
day,
right?
By the way, I mean, it would be wise for people to look at Kansas as an example here. When Sam Brownback became governor many years ago, He went in there with this whole, I'm going to cut everything, austerity, cut education, cut funding to essential services. And what happened? The economy in Kansas went into a tailspin. People started moving out of the state, and Republicans were thrown out of the governorship. I think we're now on 12 years. I don't know exactly. So, you know, people would be wise to study that as an example of even in a dark red place like Kansas, you know, change is possible, especially when the Republicans are going to this extreme.
Well, I guess that's the silver lining is we just won another big, I forget where this one was, right? Democrat won by 20-something points in a place Trump just won by 55. We obviously have Wisconsin. We have, what was the one before that? So it has the feeling of a political earthquake to me. I have to hope. I mean, this is the problem. Damien said, I saw that someone posted the question, where are all the MAGAs who kept telling us Donald will never touch Medicare, Medicaid, and SNAP? My guess is they're making tearful GoFundMe videos. I mean, Carl, it's not like you and I haven't been having the conversation for 11 billion years. Why do people vote against their own self-interests, right? But
because it's motivated by other things, right? Like Trump's entire ethos is who to blame. And so he gives people somebody to blame.
Brown people.
once they do the blaming, and it turns out the person they had to fear all along was Donald Trump, it's very difficult for people to turn back and say I was wrong.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, their experience shows it.
And the media, I writer said, Lord, the claims of white genocide in South Africa are a lie. It's a lie. Why aren't the headlines saying that? Reporting can assert Biden's staff covered up, but they can't say the president is lying or not telling the truth from the Oval. Goodness. That's from Simone Sanders. I mean, it really, in some ways, this whole Biden book coverage, Carl, tells you how this was able to happen in the middle of the night, because they weren't reporting on that, right?
Right.
I mean,
well, and, you know, and we persisted having live coverage of this president as he gives, you know, what can only, you know, if you try and go back and read some of the things that Donald Trump says at meetings with foreign leaders, during press conferences, during meetings with congressional Republicans or his cabinet, people used to call them non sequiturs. Mm-hmm. And that was just a friendly way of saying it made no sense whatsoever. And yet, where are the stories? This is a daily occurrence.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you, by the way, you can't read them because they scrub them from the White House. Most of the, you know, the stuff that he says, because they know it's crazy. So they've scrubbed most of the transcripts of stuff he said. I mean, yeah. Covey says that man sat in the Oval Office and showed photos of the burial site of black women who were raped and burned alive in Congo, claiming it showed the burial site of white farmers in South Africa. Has there ever been a more horrible human being? No. And there, you know, and by the way, the South African president, I swear to God, like almost every leader has so much more class and elegance than he does, you know, but the fact that he had to try to break the tension, make a joke, I wish I had a plane to give you, it's just like so humiliating. And he's trying to, I wish you did too, and I would take it if you had it. It's like, oh God, it's just so.
It's a bit like Marty McFly with Biff, you know. And you know, if Biff were president, like if we kept watching Back to the Future 2 and spliced in a director's cut, this is what would have happened if Biff became president.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I one more. NF says MAGA's going to really find out what they voted for. Unfortunately, the rest of us are going down with the ship, too. Say goodbye to rural hospitals. I can't even fathom what will happen to my aging sister if Medicaid stops funding nursing homes. This bill is atrocious.
And let me explain for people who live in big cities what it's like at a rural hospital. When I lived in Iowa and I had to go to the doctor, I went to the hospital because that's where the doctors were.
Right.
You went to the hospital for all sorts of medical care. It wasn't like you went to your internist here and your orthopedist there and, you know, and everybody had their own office or whatever. You drove a little bit to get to the hospital that was nearest you. And this is going to decimate that.
Yeah.
These hospitals rely on these payments from the federal government for services.
Yep. Yep. By the way, just to your point about Biff, our friend Joe Walsh, I think, said, I really don't know why any world leader would come to the White House and meet with Donald Trump. He's a bully. You don't appease bullies. You don't kiss up to them. You stand up to bullies. You punch them because all bullies are cowards. Trump's a coward. So unless you're planning on standing up to and or punching Trump, no world leader should bother coming to the White House. And before you start posting, I didn't mean literally punch. Oh, my God. so I in your area there on Board of Education, I just Every single one of these cabinet secretaries in a normal world, Carl, would have been fired, would never have been, you know, confirmed in the first place. This is Madeline Dean, who's fantastic, Representative Dean with Linda McMahon. There we go. Representative Madeline Dean yesterday.
Why are you shuttering a department that's supposed to lift up those children?
Because those programs don't have to flow through the Department of Education, and they
can flow through the state. I was a state legislator. That's called shift and shaft. I've spoken with the governor of Pennsylvania. They can't pick up the tab anymore for education of our students. Not to mention, it would be inequitable by state, by state, by state.
Here they go, right? Like, oh, no, we're pushing FEMA to the states. Well, meanwhile, there's Josh Hawley and other people from Missouri begging for help after the tornadoes because FEMA hasn't been there. And it hasn't shifted to the states, quote unquote.
Well, and here's what's absolutely insidious, especially she's talking right there about IDEA, which is what gives our special education students, their free and appropriate public education. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of requirements in IDEA to ensure that these students get exactly what they deserve in our schools, the types of services they need so that they can access an education. There's a lot of monitoring that goes into that, a lot of paperwork that goes into that. And states are not currently set up to do that. And so when the federal government decides to wash its hands of the funding situation and push those to the states, regardless of what the states do with that money, local school divisions are still going to be responsible for following IDEA and the things that are in IDEA that require. So not only is this shifting the buck, but it is probably going to result in school divisions having to cut essential services to fully fund the IDEA work that used to be funded, at least in part, by the federal government, because we have to continue following the law. Of course we do.
Yep.
We need to make sure that our special education students get everything they need to survive, to thrive in our schools.
Let me torture you with one more, Linda McMahon.
Why are you in this job at all? If you don't have a dedication to the future of our children, why are you in this job?
I, too, am a mother and a grandmother, and I want the best for my family going forward.
Vouchers.
For my grandchildren, for my great-grandchildren, and I hope to leave a legacy that we have established best practices for education that all the states can use. That would be a great legacy to be able to leave, to be able to show states these are some of the things that they can do. I think states have to look at their budgets.
Madam Secretary, the legacy you will be leaving is that I shut down the Department of Education. How we educate our children determines not just their future, but our own.
Carl, this is how you get a director of Homeland Security that doesn't know what habeas corpus is. I mean, this is, right? I mean, they just, can I just play one last one for you? This is Kristi Noem this week on her hearing.
How many times has habeas corpus been suspended in our country?
Once that I know of.
Four times.
For certain. I'm not certain if those were the
instance that you were referring to was one where the courts subsequently showed that Congress is the one that has the ability. Do you know what section of the Constitution the suspension clause of habeas corpus is in?
I do not. Nope.
Do you know which article it is in?
No, I do not, sir.
Okay. Well, it is in Article 1. Do you know which branch of government Article 1 outlines the tasks and the responsibilities for?
Yes.
Which one?
Congress.
Yes.
Can we just send them all to Schoolhouse Rock, something? Carl, every single one of these hearings this week was between Bobby Kennedy on down. Horrifying, right?
Well, what's interesting here is the juxtaposition of talking about all these cuts to education and then segueing into that conversation.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, best of luck to you and the children.
Thank you.
All right. The children are the future and you're in charge. Good luck. Goodbye.
They are.
Okay.
Yes.
See you.
Bye.
There he goes, Carl Frisch. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my everything but natural Vibrians. My Vibrance is in a tube, and I love it. Vibrance Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many potions do you have on your bathroom counter right this minute, right? You got the day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Me too. I streamlined. You know how much more time I have for life? right? Super C Serum. It has everything you need in there. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. You can simplify your skincare routine and get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't love it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Well, Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% statewide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, free from artificial dyes and fillers, just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery, and they have solutions for just about everything: sleep, stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. Now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready.
And get ready for the workday.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Stephanie Miller.
All right, listen, things are hard enough today. Stop torturing Bella with concert prices in the 60s and 70s. I'm not even doing it anymore. The baby can only take so much. It is a scary, scary world we've left them.
Stop it.
Everyone's trying to top each other now. Beatles for $3. Okay. Melanie said this was yesterday. Trump is hosting a private dinner tonight for the people who spent the most money to bribe him through his meme coin while Republicans push his budget that guts Medicare, Medicaid, and SNAP to give billionaires like him more tax break. Republicans call this America First. On the same day, he took the $400
plane.
$400 million.
Which is
going to
take
plane,
years.
Which will cost you, the American taxpayer, $1 billion.
For him to get a plane.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. One last one, Maddie, thank you on the media. Just imagine Jake Tapper and CNN could have spent the last week telling the nation of all the things in this bill. Thank you. Dispelling myths about cuts being meant to end fraud or the only people hurt are illegals who supposedly get Medicaid or Medicare. They don't.
They don't.
As I think it was Brendan Boyle said on the floor, 0% of the people that get this are illegal immigrants. The other odious stuff that was packed in there, the fact that they're lying and violating norms and laws to give themselves and folks like Musk tax cuts. Instead, you have hawked a book and questioned Democrats' worthiness and trust. Yeah, really? Republicans just did this in the middle of the night. And this week on the media is all about what's wrong with Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, yay. Okay. Dave in Massachusetts. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi, guys. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this thing called Merck's Law. It's M-U-R-C. It's an actual law of the internet. And the proposition is that whenever Republicans do something stupid or destructive or insane, it's because Democrats made them do it. It's because, you know, if Hillary Clinton calls Republicans deplorables, well, then, gosh, they have no choice but to act deplorably.
Right.
You know, and if we call them Nazis, well, they have no choice but to act like Nazis.
Yeah.
The thing that always bothered me about Chris's argument was that, you know, he tends to blame the Democrats for not messaging well.
Mm.
Voters had all the information they needed. It was right out there, and 77 million people made the choice to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
And it tells me that there were maggots in the American population before Trump even got there.
Yep. Yep. I mean, and Kobe, again, saying Trump is telling you they're killing white people in South Africa, so you don't see him and Republicans trying to kill people here by taking away their health care.
Yep.
And again, media goes for the distraction every time. Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good buddy. Every morning. I think I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Uh-huh. All right. So I have had a burning question these last few days, and it's been, where is Dick Cheney? Where is George W. Bush? Where is Mitt Romney? Where is Paul Ryan? Where is Dan Quayle? Where are all these former leaders in the Republican Party? Where are they right now? Because we're being embarrassed on the national and international stage, and it's clear that they're not going to follow the Supreme Court rulings, as evidenced by J.D. Vance pretty much saying that they're going to follow the Supreme Court, as I'm paraphrasing here, but as much as they can when it comes to immigration. They're going to keep going until somebody tells them no.
Yeah.
And it's going to have to come from their side, and it's going to have to be from their big wigs. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to tell me that you're scared, go pound sand. Go pound all the sand in the world. Because here's little old us in the everyday having to deal with the consequences of your actions.
Yep, absolutely. Dr. Irwin Redletter and science is next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the doctors in recital who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A small plane crashing into a San Diego neighborhood during foggy weather this morning, setting about 15 homes and cars on fire and forcing evacuations along several blocks.
As I was coming in at about 4 o'clock this morning, you could barely see in front of you. Very foggy, very dense fog as we were coming through.
San Diego Assistant Police Chief Dan Eddy won't say, however, if that was the cause or contributed to the crash. No word on any injuries at this point. Two members of the Israeli embassy were the ones who were shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. last night. The alleged gunman walked into the museum shortly afterwards and was taken into custody, chanting "Free Palestine."
We don't see anything in his background that would have placed him on our radar at this time.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says he's a 30-year-old from Chicago. Without any Democratic support, the House this morning passed the budget bill President Trump has been pushing for, Democrats speaking out against the social services cuts included. This is ABC News.